whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 317. Today is Saturday, November 12th, 2022. Or in sunny Queensland, it's Sunday, November 13th. How exciting. It's very sunny. It's getting very hot. Summer is coming. Which is completely different to you two that I have here today.
Seriously.
Yeah. Way different.
Way different, exactly. Anyway, hi, I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is the Norting Shark herself, Chris. Thank you for being here.
Of course.
Appreciate that. But not only that, very excited because we haven't had a chance to talk to him for a little while. So welcome back, Stir. Thank you for being here this week.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be back. You know, winter's coming, so had to come out for that.
It always blows my mind, you know, just the difference in seasons. You guys are going to be going through, like, snow, which I still can't fathom. And I'll just be over here melting.
Yeah, melting. It was -9 centigrade for me this morning. Negative 15 degrees
negative
and little
9.
Dusting of snow, so summer right now sounds very warm.
Yeah, yes. We have a fire going in the fireplace.
Oh I can't even fathom, like, I can't fathom that, because it is like, we're already hitting 30, 33, and we're not quite there yet. It's gonna get worse. So, and I'm talking Celsius, obviously. So it's all going to be a little bit crazy. So yeah, so it always amuses me seeing the photos, you know, when you guys say, it's snowing, we've got to dig the car out, and I don't have a clue, like, what that is all about, because we don't have snow here in Queensland. Well, very not where I am anyway. But yes, so thank you anyway, thank you both for being here. Can you increase maybe your mic just a little bit?
How about now?
That does sound better. That sounds better. excellent. All right. Well, look, the whole reason that, it's always good to talk to you, sir. So, but there is a reason why you're here. You've been the guinea pig. Can I call you that?
You can.
So what is it, 2 weeks ago you made this tune?
The day after pre-patch.
It's not been very long. And basically what you've done is you made a rogue, and because we had all these changes come in with the pre-patch, yay Blizz, you made a talentless rogue, and
yes,
you're here to tell us all about your journey with this talentless rogue, because obviously since pre-patch we had to make some decisions and we have allowed for talents to be used. So you decided, no, I'm going to play this without any. So tell us about your journey with this talentless rogue. How has it been? Where are you up to? What's been happening? Share all. We're all ears.
Okay. Well, you know, I do have to say thanks to not only the mods, but also some of the other pro players and Zaya. We've all been testing and turning in feedback to this new expansion that's about to be released. And so, you know, we as a team have had, you know, we gotta know what we don't know, you know, going forward, so that we can make sure the rules are all proper and fair for everybody and stuff like that. So this is just a continuation of learning, because you go talents, that's going to really mess up things. And no, I think we'll all find, it'll be fine. You know, the challenge will go forward and things like that. So, but you know, there's somebody out there, and I was thinking our friend from long ago, Lyson, he'd come along and go, well, you don't need talents, I'm just going to roll one without talents. And then later he'd spring it up on us and go, see, you don't need talents. And and we'd be going, oh man. So I'm in his honor playing, you know, the no talents. So. Mm-hmm. And Zaya has been too. So
yeah,
we're both neck and neck, about to hit max level. So, but let's jump into this. So
yes,
when pre-patch came out, it was clear. I mean, you could go over to Wildhead and read all about the new talent tree, but it was clear. Blizzard shifted almost all spells and skills to the talents, and you're like, uh-oh, well. You know, and sure enough, if anybody created a new tune right after pre-patch, you went, well, I'm a rogue. Where's all my crowd controller? I'm a druid, and where's some of my other capabilities? And you're like, something's not right. Well, it's in talents now. So you definitely, if you don't have talents, you have significantly fewer spells. And when you hit level 10, it's quite obvious. It's like, yeah, you know, when you first land, you can go kill the little sprites and the little tigers and things like that. But yeah, when you hit 10, you're like, well, where's my other stuff? And it's not there. So you're really going to need talents if you want the spells that you're used to, which you become accustomed to.
Yep.
And you actually have to pick. They've actually kind of divided them up into both class. You know, what class are you running? But then also, what specialization did you pick? So each class has one of three specs that you can pick. So you've got talent trees for both. And so it's like, okay. So I, for example, when I did do the rogue, I'm like, well, where's sap? I mean, a rogue, I mean, that's the most basic and most widely used spell.
Yep.
You have no sap. And in fact, no blind. No evasion. Some of those finishing moves like kidney shot and things like that, you don't have those. Oh, and no pistol shot. So I always liked outlaw because you get pistol shot, which is sort of like your ranged way of tagging something or at least starting a fight from a distance if you wanted to.
Yep.
And none of that. And you're like, well, that's not a rogue. This is a friendly ghost going around saying boo. You know, it's like you can't do anything.
Yeah.
And that same song and dance is true with all the other classes. And so you're going, oh, okay. Well, still, I'm going to go down this thing. I've at least as a rogue have stealth and vanish. Yep. And you go, well, I can sneak around if nothing else and maybe ninja some treasure chests and go do those non-combat quests that you see at the beginning of most zones and things like that. But you know, for regular tunes, being able to pick a suite of spells, you know, that the player selects is great. So going forward, this next expansion, you know, players are going to be able to go, ooh, I want this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. Whereas before, you kind of got, you get some of those junk spells that you didn't even bother to put on your action bars. You just ignored them because they didn't do anything. Well, now you can go, well, I'm not going to even pick it. I'm just going to go dun, 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 dun. And so for regular tunes, hey, this is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But not so much for the WoW Challenger. You know, we're already running around almost naked with no armor, no weapons, you know,
the spells and skills that you have is the things that got you forward. And so if you don't even have those, well, how are you going to make, you know, any forward progress though? So as a team, you know, when Lita, myself, and Zaya, and Nisi, and others, we all, we were all kind of gathered around going, what are we going to do? And we were trying to think about, well, what are our options? And it really came down to three choices that we could say for the WoW challenges going forward. So option number one is, well, what if we just go, okay, wait a minute, if you log in with an existing tune, boom, you get talents assigned to you. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But so that means, well, we'd have to grandfather all those existing tunes with talents, and no tunes pick no talents. And so that would be one option. You go, all right, still can't pick talents, but we're going to have to kind of grandfather the existing, you know, 50 plus players. Maybe it's closer to 100 if you count all of the different challenges, but
it's a few.
That's a lot of players, and you go, you know what, that's really not fair for all challengers, both of the past and the present, because you'd have some that have talents and some that don't. It's like, yeah. And also, you know, you're going to get most people, you know, that have been doing the challenge, they're going to get that starter build of talents. You can't avoid it. So having a mix of old and new, well, that's just, I think that was a non-starter, and we all kind of knew it early on, but we still wanted to kind of look into it. So option two would be is, okay, well, if we can't do that, what if we allow people to continue to pick a spec, but then limit which talents they can pick? Like, okay, for the older existing challengers, you have to delete all your talents, and then for everyone else, don't pick any. Or maybe you'd go, well, what if we let them have class talents but not spec talents, or vice versa? In other words, kind of really weird. And it, you know, it became obvious pretty quick that's not going to work either, because one, can you even test for it in software code, and, you know, so that you can enforce that rule? And then how would you ever explain that, you know? I mean, it would be so confusing of, well, so I can have class talents but I can't have spec talents, or vice versa. Forget it. And then and poor Zaya would be, you know, for the next 2 years trying to write the code to make that work. So that's not an option. So option three was, well, you know what? We kind of have to follow the lead of Blizzard and the game, and which we have been doing over the years. You know, when specs were forced on us, we adopted specs. That didn't ruin the challenge. Well, okay, we're going to now have to allow talents to move forward, and that's the option that we have picked. And if you think about it, if you go look at the talent trees, you could do some fine tuning. I mean, some skills, you know, obviously the spells are there, but there's also some little baby enhancements. But really, your strength really comes from your armor and your weapons and your enchants and all the other enhancements. The talent tree alone is not going to make you invincible and just walk through the challenge, you know, like a breeze. I mean, that's not going to happen. So, all right, so let's go with it. We'll roll with it. Keep the, you know, the principle in mind of, you take a tune to max level, minimum of gear, accessories, and of course, don't die. Those are the hard rules.
That's the call.
And so that's kind of how it's going to go forward.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, again, even though over the expansions, Blizzard constantly changes things, it still comes down to the fundamental core of what WoW Challenges is. It's to get your tune from 1 to max in with as little as possible, whether that's, you know, talent, like with whatever you're doing, it's don't die, rule number one, and then as minimum as everything else. So again, like you said, we've had to roll with some of the changes made. It is what it is.
Yes, and it is.
It is, and you know, it's interesting. So
So, but it's not going to, like I say, it's not going to make you invincible. And
no.
In fact, the level 70 in this new expansion pack, that alone, just trying to stay alive, getting attuned from that to that is going to be, a difficulty.
Yeah.
And you would start going down some really crazy paths, like, okay, you're not allowed to use chromy time, to make the challenge even harder, no chromy time, and just silly things like that. And it's like, let's not take the joy out of it. It is still a challenge to go from 1 to 70.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got some talents, but I think it'll balance out.
I think the other thing is, obviously, we've got people in the community that do want to push the envelope and do things like, oh well, we'll go talentless, or I'll go specless, or I'm only going to wear grey gear, or like whatever it's going to be. We have those people that do that. That's the choice people can make within doing the challenge to strip it back further. We just give you the minimum. So if you want to strip it further than that, that's on you, on each person as to have their play style and what they want to do. So I always think, that's an interesting aspect of it as well, that people can play a little bit with the minimum requirements, to speak.
Sure. Well, the journey, you asked earlier, what's the journey been like talentless? Mm-hmm. And it's been fun from the perspective of if you really want to push your tune, go create a new one. Mm-hmm. and see for yourself what it's like with no spells.
Yeah.
Like Isaiah was saying in the chat, that all that the hunter gets is a steady shot, arcane shot, and feigned death for a hunter. Imagine that's all you get. or no crowd control with a rogue. So it if you want to press and enhance your own skill set at getting up to level 60 with no talent, go for it. And here's my favorite example. I mean, usually as a rogue, I'm rather obnoxious in that I just stealth up to a treasure chest, and there's one guard, maybe two, zap one, blind the other, grab it, run off chuckling and ha ha ha, and not think anything of it. Yeah. And if you don't have sap and if you don't have blind, what can you do? Well, the only thing that they gave the rogue as far as an opening move was cheap shot, which, if you guys remember, gives you 4 seconds. So if you start a fight, you've got a 4 second stun on them.
Yeah.
That's just the bare minimum amount of time it takes to open up a treasure chest. You do that.
Yep.
Now, but you are now in combat. Sap, you wouldn't even enter in combat. But now you are in combat, and if they're calling their friends, you've got one or more hostiles coming at you. I'm running off and hitting either Shadow Meld or Vanish. That's a pretty dangerous way of playing. I mean, you can get away with it for a few times, but over the long haul, one of those things are going to fail. And failure equals death in this game. So it's like,
it's very risky.
But it is very risky. But if you get good at it, that just makes you better later on. So it's always that, we always said, what is the pro tip? Always have an escape. Well, if you're playing without talents and essentially no spells, you are clearly thinking about your escape and what are you going to do? What if it goes bad?
Yeah.
You're thinking that through, which all of us need to do, because guess what? The next expansion pack is about to be released in 2 weeks, and you need that kind of mentality in the next X pack, because nobody knows the danger spots or the danger quest and things like that. So have an escape. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So the journey's been fun. It's been, you know, the winds of wisdom, plus the pumpkins during the ending of Halloween, made going even without talents from 1 to 50 pretty darn quick. And I know Zaya's hunter is at, I think, 52. He may be at 53 by now, and myself, I'm 57. So, you know, create a, but if you want to do it, give it a shot. Go create a tune right now. When you ding 10, there's going to be a big screen that pops up saying, hey, congrats, you get to pick a spec, and it'll show you the three specializations that you can pick for your tune. Just close the window. There's a close button. Just close it and don't pick one. And therefore you're not picking any talents either. So so it's that easy. But so that's there are some pros and cons though. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And we just mentioned one of the pros, the 50% bonus going on, which, by the way, you guys better hurry because it's coming to an end in the near future.
Yes.
You know, you can build up your skills, you know, start fights from a greater distance or let the pet take it and run off and things like that. I learned to sneak around really good. But I will say, right around level 14 or 15, fighting was no longer an option. It just, it didn't matter what the mob was, they were going to kill
you. So that early.
Yeah. Someone in chat, I think, once said, well, that just means we're all going to be pacifists. And I'm like, no, pacifists have it better. They can at least go after, you know, hugging trees and picking flowers and and mining.
Oh, if only we got XP for hugging a tree.
Yes, it's a fun one. So no, it's
my tune's name would be Forest in a heartbeat. Tree hugging, you know, Forest.
Fur would be going around saying, "Ha ha, my pacifist is better than your normal rogue."
Absolutely. Yeah, it would make it extremely interesting to have a pacifist Iron Man, like
yes, it's like
that'll make my head explode.
That's the definition of an oxymoron. Pacifist Iron Man. Jumbo shrimp, something like that. So but the negative to you know, going talented, this is like we've said, is that you don't have most of your spells, which is very crippling and limits what and where you can do stuff. So the rogue at least can sneak around, go pick stuff off the ground when no one's looking, go talk to so-and-so, but I can walk right past mobs because of stealth. So a druid would have that advantage as well. But everybody else, if you're, I tell you what, can you imagine spell-based tunes like a mage or you know, some of the others that all they have is either hardcore fighting or spells, and you can't do either and you can't sneak around, you're not gonna last long. It's really a no-go.
But
I really, you know, I'm not trying to plant the seed that everybody should go and try talentless, because it sounds like, well, they're going to be missing out on something. Don't worry, you're not missing out on anything. So that's not, we're not saying that's the option to go, because I don't think, I bet a talentless tune will not be able to hit 70. It's just, you just are not going to have the skills and ability to navigate through those higher full scale mobs. I mean, the rogue generally, if I get hit by just a regular mob, two hits, and I'm usually already halfway health down, and if it wasn't for vanish, I'd be dead. So imagine when you're going up against full strength mobs in Dragonflight, you're doomed.
Yeah,
but And the other thing that, you know, I keep thinking about it, you know, Blizzard, if you log in with your older existing challenger, you instant, because you've got a spec pick from way back when, you instantly get all your new spells. And in fact, the first time you log in, you're seeing in the chat box going, new spell learned. And a whole list of them, you're going, well, wait, what? Did something get reset or something? Well, what Blizzard is doing is they're pushing out the starter build out to you. And that, in fact, you can go read the article in WoWhead about the talent trees, but Blizzard said, okay, some people joining the game new won't understand talents and picking them, so we're going to have a default build for most classes, and when you pick a spec, we're going to pick all the spells for you. Now you can go change them. You go, oh no, I don't want that. I want this. Okay, fine. You can go change it, but I get to thinking about it. It's almost like Blizzard doesn't realize that you can close the spec box when you hit level 10 and not pick a spec. And they might fix that oversight and go, oh, well, if by level 50 or level 60 or 70 or just every Tuesday after maintenance, if you log in, we're going to give you, and you don't have talents, we're going to give them to you.
Yeah.
And force you. So to go down that path and try to make it a challenge or a different branch of the challenge is like, well, it may be a lot of lost investment of time, because Blizzard can easily flip that switch and boom, you have talents.
Exactly. And I mean, when it comes down to it, it is Blizzard's game. It's not our game. It is Blizzard's game. So the choices they make for, you know, moving the game forward are obviously going to be at a different level to what we are, because we're just the little old WoW Challengers community over here, having some fun doing something a little bit different to what playing a normal tune is all about. So I think, you know, we can only do, again, the best with what we've got. So there's so much, my brain is going so much. Before we get into the final like thoughts, just wanted to say that, just going back, Fair was saying about being careful of those starter builds, because a lot of times there could be AoE effect spells that you're given. So if you're on a challenge tune, you log in, you're given all these spells, please take a few moments to double check, because there's nothing worse than taking your tune out and thinking, oh yeah, sweet, I've got everything, and all of a sudden you're taking on that one mob and then another four come in because you've thrown out something that's got some sort of AoE spell, and all of a sudden you're, you know, dead or running for your life or you know, something like that. So again, please just take a moment to have a look at what you've got, because it could be the difference between, hey, I can take on one mob, maybe two mobs successfully, but all of a sudden, you know, you could be pulling all of Booty Bay to say, come say hi, and you're dead. So, you know, again, take a look at it. Just, you know, run your eyes over the spells to see if you're happy with that. You can swap stuff out, reset them, all of that kind of thing. We are allowing for that. So, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of thinking, maybe more so now, Stir. Would you guys agree? Is probably a bit more thinking as to looking at spells. Don't assume.
For sure. And in fact, you know, like Fur said, she got Stomp. Well, you know, Stomp is not a good one to go around. You want to be nice and gentle, quiet, and petite. You don't want to go around making that kind of noise and AOE. But another one, a good example is, I didn't even think about it. Remember before pre-patch, we were telling folks in Discord and in the earlier podcast to make screenshots of your settings and maybe of your tunes and things like that. So I've got screenshots of all my tunes in the Rogue, especially both visible and stealthed, because the spells change when you're stealthed. Well, anyway, I had forgotten all about Crimson Vial. And that is the only healing spell that a rogue has. And if you don't have it, if you don't pick it, not having it, you know, you're getting hit, you're running, and my normal reaction when I'm running and being chased is to pop Crimson Vial to get a few ticks of heals going. Well, you know, go put that in your talent tree if you're a rogue. And that would be true of all the way down the, you know, I would imagine a priest and a pally will get a couple of healing spells at the base level, but maybe not the really good ones or the long ones or the fast flash type heals. And so what I find really useful is kind of pulling up my old screenshots of my tunes and going, what am I missing? Wait, what's that? You know, it's kind of dimmed, you know, it's not, and it's like, oh yeah. That's the evasion. Another really, really good spell for a rogue is that little burst of a shield while you're getting, when you're getting smacked. So,
yeah, exactly.
So go put some time in it.
Exactly. Be prepared. Well, as prepared as you can possibly be on a challenge soon. All right. All right. Question. Chris, do you want to take the last question for Stir, please?
Yes. So, Mr. Stir, you have had some great success over the years with your challenge tunes. I would like to know, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? And do you have any helpful tips or tricks?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we mentioned at the beginning of the show, especially right now, and especially when the new expansion pack rolls out in 2 weeks, always have an escape, because you're going to be exploring new areas that you don't know, and you're going to be checking the forums to see, well, has, you know, I always like to see when Fur dies, because she always makes a good obituary and what went wrong. So does Zaya. So, but if you're the one who's kind of forging ahead, you know, have an escape, because that's to keep you going. And have a scout, you know, so all the pros use a scout. So have one, and a real scout, not a fully equipped scout, but one just like your main challenge tune. So have a scout. If you don't have a scout at level 60, ready to go into the new expansion right now, while the Winds of Wisdom is taking place, go get your scouts up to level 60. That's it's a fast way to get them up there, you're trying to get as matched to your playing tune as you can. I've noticed a number of folks like Taco and Miss D. Daenerys have been doing their scouts, so that's a really good thing. But if you want to, you know, go roll a new tune. The other thing is, you know, like Lita was saying, you need to understand and study the two trees, the two talent trees. So go log into your tunes and pick through them. Go clear them, and you'll poking around and clicking and double clicking and right clicking, left clicking. You'll figure out how to erase talents eventually. But go start zigzagging down the two trees and figuring out which ones are which. And some of them have implications on other things, like, you know, I know the passies were looking into whether or not a particular spell lets you do archaeology, like surveying, while remaining stealthed. That's kind of cool. So from a passive perspective, a regular Iron Man, I don't care about that, because I'm not doing archaeology. But if you're a passy, that's a pretty handy kind of feature to run into, especially when you're trying to do archaeology that's got some mobs in the area. So it's kind of neat. So Exactly. But here's the challenge for you guys, for all those you listening. We've all played at least one or two times the classic WoW. We've all, you know, when that rolled out, we all played it and we went, ooh, this is hard because you don't get flight points and some skills don't even exist yet and things like that. And just getting to level 20, you're like, oh, I didn't realize how hard this was. Well, which is harder, WoW Classic or playing pre-patch with no spells, no talents? You know, go and send us a message. Mm. Tell us which is harder.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's always the interesting part, is obviously the start of an expansion. Pre-patches has really come into its own, in particular the last, what, maybe a good 4 or 5 expansions. Like, they've really become their own thing before we've even got the expansion. Just tread carefully, double check, you know, look at your tunes, look at what you've got in there, double check your gear to make sure Blizzard hasn't gone and changed something on you. Like, it's all of that little things. Get your character set up, get it ready to go. Sometimes I know I've logged into a tune and I've spent 2 hours sorting the tune out and I haven't even got to play, because if I'd gone off and played on my challenge tune, I would have completely screwed up and died. So I have some time to spend just to get everything ready, so the next time I log into the tune, I can then, you know, go and play. So sometimes looking at those things as well. It's definitely interesting. So do you think after Dragonflight hits, like, is properly live, would you do another talentless tune at all, like maybe a druid or something? Or do you think it's a bit too much and you just go down the path of, like, what we call normal iron?
Yeah, normal iron. That's what the doctors and nurses say behind your back. He's a normal iron. Yeah. I think when the expansion drops, first thing I'll do is get on my scouts, mm-hmm, and just wander over and see what it takes. Remember when Shadowlands dropped, how daunting the Maw was. Yeah. And we were all wringing our hands on whether or not an iron, much less the other challenges, could get through the Maw. Yeah. And it eventually got to the point where, yes, you can't, if you, you know, after a few brave souls died for the good of everyone else and told us their story, then we realized, oh, okay, you can let your escorts that follow you around in the Maw, let them do all the heavy lifting and the killing and things like that, and you just kind of lurk behind them and stuff like that. Well, you know, there's going to be some of those elements in Dragon, and so we're all going to have to learn that. So I think the first thing I'll do is run a scout through and try to and leave some breadcrumbs of, okay, this is it, follow me, this is how we're going to get, you know, how do you get to level 61, for example.
Yeah.
And I think after all of that, you know, and get a real live kicking tune to 70, and I go, huh, okay, yeah, all right, could we do it talentless? Well, you know, hindsight will be easy, you know, mm-hmm, once we get the first one to 70. It's
that's
on whether or not
that's true. It we might have to do a prediction show in the very near future to see who, which challenge is gonna hit max first. Which challenge?
Because Rogard, man,
class
in a real quiet voice.
Class and challenge. You know, and it'd be interesting to see.
It will be interesting. I wouldn't bet against Zaya because he's a very skilled player, mm-hmm. as well as a number of folks listening in on this. So there's some really, really good players out there. And they know their tunes so well that even if they don't have stealth, they can get around those kind of obstacles. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about weeks in WoW. So other than you know, roguing it up talentless, how has your week been, sir?
It's actually been fun. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate. So I'm in Shadowlands right now with the rogue, mm-hmm. and I'm at the mercy of non-combat dailies and you know, things like riding the flay beast and things like that, spriggan size me and things like that.
Yep.
Which are easy peasy for a rogue. She's been level, so like I said, she just hit 57. In fact, actually she's two bubbles from 58, so
nice.
It's been great.
Wow.
But the user interface, remember the first time you logged in after pre-patch, the user interface, you're sitting there going, what the hell? Mm-hmm. It's like, why is my thing in the middle of the screen? And, you know, it was just all jumbled up. And
yes.
And that, you know, if you've got any, you know, what's the expression? Anal retentive. It was driving me bonkers. So I spent quite a bit of time on the user interface, just tweaking it and figuring out, okay, you can move that over there. But then later when something pops up to some dude talks to you in the, on a quest, you're like, oh, that's got to come down a little bit, mm-hmm. just things like that. But eventually you can actually get just like it was before, with all your action bars at the bottom and centered and the dialogue to the far left corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can actually get it back to that. Mm-hmm. And if you have not learned how to do the save command, it is in your best interest.
Yes.
You talked about that, I think, in the last podcast.
Yes.
You've got to learn to save and save. You're going to end up creating like a profile, if you will, for maybe your rogues, for your hunters, for your, you know, for all the different classes that you play.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's worth it because I think it's muscle memory. It's part of it.
Exactly.
You know, you know which, you know, like all my rogues, like vanish is always one, the number mm-hmm. one button. It's, and in fact, actually I've got it in like 10 different places because if I even hear a level one critter fart, I am popping vanish and running.
Yeah.
And so I still do that today. And so, you know, getting the user interface back to the way it was is important. But also, as we mentioned, just been chasing the class spec trees and turning that all up. So
yeah.
So,
and I think that's like, that's the main thing. Like I've always said, every single warlock I play, they all have exactly the same settings. So when I hit my oh shit button, it doesn't matter which warlock I'm on, it is the same. Like I don't have to all of a sudden go, where did I put it? Where is it? So I make sure. Yeah. And the same with, you know, some of the other tunes, but obviously I'm mostly warlock, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, almost all tunes have some form of interrupt. Well, that interrupt, you know, whether it's kick or mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, for your class, you know, it's on button number three, boom.
Yeah.
And all the mounting of horses or calling out pets are off to the far side on the screen because I don't really need to be looking at them. But boy, I tell you what, the fighting is in one spot, heals is in another, and consistent.
Yeah.
That's the only way to.
And I like the fact that we can actually properly save it. And, you know, and it is a quality of life thing that we haven't really had unless you were using kind of more like your bartenders and those sorts of things. So I think it's good, that they've put it in so we can have that, you know, to be able to jump over. And if you're rolling a new tune, you can easily go, okay, well, I'll just pick my rogue one or pick my warlock one or, you know, go from there. So I think that's sure. really good. So again, look, yeah. congratulations, 57. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
In 14 days. Yeah.
It's, wow. It's fantastic. So we'll just say best of luck on the last part of the journey, because obviously it is a journey, and it's until Dragonflight hits, and then that's going to start its own another journey, I'm assuming. So so yeah, so we appreciate it.
you just made me laugh from the perspective of, you know how our audience, all of us, we love contests.
Mm-hmm.
Let's announce a new contest in 2 weeks. The first one to get to level 70 wins the contest. Hey, yeah. That's the contest.
Like, yeah, that would be a really good way to work out all the things not to do with the new expansion. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Chris, you still awake? You still there?
I'm still here. Yes.
How's your week been? Next.
Yeah. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, as we know, Shadowlands was not my expansion for Challenge Tunes, considering Pacifist is still butt naked from the day before Shadowlands and sitting in the same enchanting hut in Stormwind.
Mm-hmm.
She does poke her head out every once in a while and, like, say hi to the sewer beast and then go back in because he won't get her there, but... I went through my utter disappointment for the, how many years have I been trying for this? 15, 14, 15, Headless Horseman mount, and learned really, really quick what these default specs are when you're running 30 tunes per day through Headless and none of your spells work because they're not active anymore because your talent trees have changed. And oh my God, where is my Convoke the Spirits? And holy bubbles, I'm tanking. Where's my threat? What do you mean I don't have threat? So I decided I really, 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 because I am one of those obsessive pre-patch event people. Like when the Scourge came, I quit playing to go to work and my boss played with me. So we would both quit playing to go to work and then you'd sleep for like 2 hours. I was in my 30s. And then you'd go back to work. So I'm one of those obsessive, I cannot miss the pre-patch stuff. So I decided I really need to invest some time cleaning out their banks. How did I get all this crap in my bags? And why is it all soulbound and not mailable? You know, I've got like 5 pieces of a maw mount, one of the hand mounts, but we haven't finished killing one of the bosses. So we, or, you know, it's still taking up 5 spaces. Kind of thing. So trying to get all, you know, 80 gazillion of my tunes ready, and get them specs that make sense. I already have my Drakthir name and picked out because I got the name Dragons.
Of course you
so do. Right, and he got Evoker, so he's ready to be an Evoker with Evoker. I'm ready to be a dragon with dragons. But you know, getting all that ready, and then I lost my mind because there's only so long I can do it. So I took advantage of the Winds of Wisdom buff, and I made a fire mage named Flames, and I got to 30 in 4 hours, I want to say.
Wow.
5 hours. Because I had to do something besides look at people's banks and mailing and, you know, vault maintenance and all that. So... I only got till Tuesday, though, because... Oh, and I'm doing all the trivia, which I really should take my pacifist down there, but I'm scared to move her,
because
it's such good, and I love the tokens. but I'm scared to move her out of Stormwind, because all I need to do is DC on a flight path, and she's gone.
Yeah.
And considering once upon a time that girl was 120, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So... We're just gonna wait until internet is not so stupid and get ready for Dragonflight, because, ooh, baby, I am ready.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. It is very exciting. Dragonflight. Dragons. Fantastic.
Dragons.
Yeah.
And Chris, I can feel for you. I, too, did not get the Headless Horseman mount, and I tried everything.
Right? I mean, at this point, I'd beg, borrow, steal. And I'm so happy, though. Like, Mrs. Rakuru got it. I think she was, like, 50 times, and then she finally got it. I feel for you, Stir.
I tried everything. I tried, you know, when as soon as you'd enter the grouping, I would dash and be the one to start up the horseman thing. I would always hit the little helmet that's floating around, you know, thinking maybe it's some combination of you got to start it, you got to hit the head each time, blah blah blah. Nope, not a thing.
And I literally more 30 plus tunes per day every day of the event.
Gotta love that RNG. It's fan freaking tastic.
But it's still dropping for people, so it's not like it's disappeared, you know. We'll go on to your 17, 18? We got this, sir.
Yeah, 19th, you know. Maybe
19th's
the term.
Next. Soon. Exactly. Hey, look, just think of it. That will be a 2023 achievement. Like, I'm trying to give you, it'll happen next year.
My luck, I will get the love. So every single day we take 30 tunes for P through the Love Rocket runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go back and forth between two different tanks because I don't care about the Love Rocket. It's a big pink rocket. I'm not a pink person. Give me purple all day long. You know, if it had skulls on the side of it and was like a death rocket or purple, I'd be there. Not the big hot pink thing, you know? I will end up getting the rocket with doing two tunes through 30 runs. You watch. I will get the rocket before I get my Headless Horseman.
Probably.
Show title, I want that rocket. I love rocket.
Zaya said, the portal from Stormwind to Caverns, but like Nisi says, be very careful because there is the world boss event. Doomwalker.
I'm killing him all the time. Yeah, that's the part I'm worried about, Zaya. Good call out, because so many people pull him up to the entrance. I'm worried about, once I got down there, I would be fine.
Yeah.
You know, and I could draw. I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, it would be worth it, but
it's risky.
Would be in a ball crying so upset if I lost that particular tune.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you just got to make those calls. Sometimes you just got to make those calls that until my internet gets to where I'm not stressing about taking pacifist from point A to point B,
She'll just hang out in her enchanting hut.
That's it. That's exactly it. So, all right. Well, my week has been work, sleep, eat, repeat. That's it. Let's move on. All right.
Booyah.
That's life at the moment. All right. News. Let's do.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, we have got some news things to go through. So, Blizzard updated the patch notes for part 2 of the pre-patch event for Dragonflight. So, it is supposed to go live this coming Tuesday. Where is the time going? Seriously,
I'm not excited or anything.
I wish I could be. There's so much going on at the moment. My brain is like,
we need to go find our poison green.
How are we at nearly the middle of November? I just don't know. Anyway, there's the Wellhead notes there. So, you know, go and check them out. Have a look. Obviously, be aware that just because they've got them in there until things go live, just be very cautious, log into your tunes, all of that kind of things. It's gonna be a little crazy because you've got what are we calling it, the elementals? Is it the elemental?
Yeah. Yes.
They're gonna be storms. Yeah, so be very careful with your challenge tunes. Be aware of what zones are. From what I've seen, they're saying that the zones, they're all going to happen at the same time in these zones. So that's at least something that you don't have to think that one's going to pop up here and you don't know when it's going to pop up. So, I mean, if one's going on in... what Juratar, it should be going on for the others, which to me sounds good. So unless they've changed those, but just tread very carefully over the next couple of weeks with the part two of the pre-patch, okay, because it could get a little bit crazy. Also, as Stir had mentioned, don't forget Winds of Wisdom buff is going away, so you've only literally got days left to utilize it, because once this part two of the pre-patch goes live, the buff is gone. So if you've got a bit that you want to do on your challenge tuned, now is now is the time. So so yeah. And we have got a link for that one, so I'll link that to the Wowhead article as well. So, you know, once again, there is information up on Blizzard website as well as Wowhead for this, so check them out. All right. Also, congratulations to Zarakul for becoming our 54th Shadowlands Ironman champion. Well done. 54, guys.
Ooh, yeah.
54. Did you think we would ever get 54? Mind blown.
It'll be interesting to see how many get up to, Dragon, to 70. Mm-hmm. I hope it's just as many, because that means people are having fun.
That's it. Exactly. And I think Nisi and I have always said that when we were doing the beta and all the testing for Shadowlands, there was quite some times that we were like, oh damn, this is not looking good. So the fact is, Shadowlands has been the most successful expansion for the challenges across the board, which is fantastic. Shadowlands has been very, very kind, which is great. So we hope that with Dragonflight we're going to have the same thing. It's going to be interesting. that's for sure. So we will see. But again, I'm going to throw out a challenge there. We might have a little predictions in the next week or two to see who and what challenge is going to, hit first. It'll be fun to see. All right. Also, a reminder, because we are now halfway through November, which means that we've only got a few weeks left, and then Christmas is here. And I'm going to have a break, because obviously December is the busiest time for my work.
Nah.
Because, Santa can only do so much. There are, his little elves, postal employees, that, look after the other things. So, just to let you know that the last show of the year will be December 10th. So that will be the Death List show, as we always have. So please, if you are starting to get your list together for me, please let me get that organized. I need it by December 8th, so I'm throwing it out there now, that way you can start getting yourself prepared in the next what is it, 4 weeks. We got 4 weeks to go. So before, you know, we're going to have a bit of a break, which would be really good. All right. And the only other thing I just want to say an FYI as to with basically we've had to, we're still working on a couple of rules. I think that's probably the kindest way that I can say it at the moment. Things pop up that sometimes we're not really, what would you say, aware of until the last minute with all the changes that have been going on with the pre-patch and obviously when Dragonflight goes live. So sometimes we have to tweak things. Sometimes we have to make judgment calls and change at the last minute. So at the moment, we're still got a little bit of testing of things, but it does look like we will be changing the Anima Conductor to be not allowed, like Soul Binds and Conduits. So yeah, considering Shadowlands will be going into Chromie time from when Dragonflight is live. So just giving you a heads up, we've still got a little bit of mucking around with those kinds of things. Zaya's checking information with the API and various bits and pieces. So I'll let you know as soon as we've got a bit more concrete information. There's a few factors that we need to properly check for, but just giving you the heads up now so you can be prepared.
And you, as you remember, you really couldn't get into those until you hit level 60. Well, for the challenge, you're done, so you don't. But your regular tunes probably went on and got Renown 80, and you maybe you did some Soul Binds and things like that. Well, if all that goes into Chromie time, that could be available to challengers. But it's a real simple principle to remember. If it's an enhancement that gives you even more skills or abilities, that's usually going to not be allowed. I mean, because that's kind of the principle of the
or a body. Challenge. If it's giving you an extra thing to go help you, like a body or things like that. So basically try and stay away from that. But again, it's looking at what the API has and how it's being interpreted, whether it turns out it's an account-wide thing. Like, there's lots of different factors. So we're just giving you the heads up. Please try, you know, just stay away from that stuff. But we'll have a bit more information, like, soon. I'm going to say soon, TM, Blizzard soon. But we need our guys to delve in and have a look at stuff, and it's not something that they can like pull up straight away. So I'll have a bit more information in hopefully in the next coming weeks. So we'll come back to that. Okay, state of the challenges. How about Stir? If you want to start off with the irons, please.
Sure, glad to. And to finish up that last thing, if in doubt, if you're about to do something with your tune and you're going, reach out to Discord. You know, the mods are always watching. Just say, hey, is this allowed or not? And we'll get back to you, even if we just say, hey, don't know, so don't do it.
So, pretty much.
Find it out. So just reach out to the team and we'll go from there.
I think that's probably the easiest is also if you're asking that question, can I do something? Don't do it until.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Don't ruin a perfectly good tune without asking.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of us who like to just walk off cliffs and ruin them that way. But anyway. All right.
Sometimes that's all you really, can do.
You know what is so cool is repeating these state of the challenges. It's like. It's so nice to see that people are leveling up and playing and things like that. So thank you, Zaya, for fixing the state of the challengers.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in at number 10 is Rennie Fox, level 37, but unfortunately died. At number 9 is Portuna at level 37. Also lost to the Nether, so maybe they just need to log in or something like that. But
maybe.
If you, or maybe they died and just said, I'll kill it. Let's, Trio at level 43 is our number 8. Number 7, Irskun, level 50. At number 6, Zaya's Miko is at 52. Hunter Acker at level 53. Coming in at number 4, at level 54, is Zara Kulwan, and unfortunately they died. For one of Furs, Ferglin rhymes with clean. Hey, you know, I appreciate these little helpful pronunciations.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would really mess them up. She's at 55. My very own Gypsyster is at 57. And literally, I could log in after the show and go ding her to 58. So,
Nice.
Zeracol, which we mentioned earlier, is our 54th Shadowlands Iron Champion. Congratulations. And I understand that Nisi is working on the write-up on that. So cool. Looking forward to hearing about that story.
Exactly. Well done to them. Bloods, Chris, who have we got?
Bloods, we have had a busy week, especially for one of them. So in number 7, we have Priesty Taco at level 17.
Nice.
Number 6 is Horde Taco. Why do I always want tacos whenever I talk about taco? Level 18, we have in 5th place, Bloodied at level 18. In 4th place, we have Gem at, oh, good name, at 32. Number 3, Die Beast, another great name, 34. Number 2, we have Renki at 43. And number 1, we have Taco Chops at level 43. Busy week taco.
Tacos all over the Bloods. Absolutely fantastic. All right, let's see. I'm doing pacifists. So we have got 4 pacifists this week at number 4. We've got Hunter Rose at level 11. Number 3 is CC at level 30. Number 2 is Peacefulness at 39. And number 1 this week is Peaceable at 53. Well done, passes. No tins for this week, but we do have some greens. Stir.
We do. Yes. Farrah Frost is at spot number 10 at level 12. You might have noticed yellow flagged, and you got to equip a green before you hit level 20, or it'll be red flagged. So don't forget the green rules.
Yep.
Ofug is our 9th position at level 13.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8 is I'll Take Care at level 14. O'Nathan is at level 16. Which is kind of cool. You got the word teen, and they are a teen in level, so that's kind of cool, but hey. Maybe is also at level 16. Coming in at number 5 at level 17 is Vi Nilsson. At position number 4, level 17 going. And at spot number 3 is Krupp. And as at level 37, but we're also getting lost to the Nether, so not sure if they need to log in or if they just gave up. We had a death at level spot number 2, level 49. I am, and sorry about that. And coming in at number 1 at level 58 is Ferlith Anna. Boy, what a name.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Fur? Is that pronounced right?
She'll let us know. I'm pretty...
Yeah, she will.
Sounds about right. Okay. Elithena.
Pollyanna? Cilliana? We'll just call you Anne for short.
Fair Anne. All right. Okay. Working man, Chris, who have we got?
Working man, we have three for the week. In third place, we have Fair Stealth, great name, number 20 and level 25. In second spot, we have Lurkst at 43. And in first place, Fair also had a busy week. She's got Fair Lynn at level 59.
I tell ya, it's like you guys are just right over everything. Taco's over the Bloods, Fair's over everything. If it's not Fair, it's Zaya. It's just like, you guys are awesome. Well done. What a week. Obviously, because, like, commiserations, we did lose a few. It's been a rough week, but well done on everyone leveling, and, you know, what can we say? We love seeing the state of the challenges, just seeing the movement and what everyone's been doing. So, well done, commiserations, and good luck this week, everyone. Be careful of elemental storms. Okay, let's go into, where are we? This one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Okay, hit me with a stir. What have you got?
Okay, so over here in the States, we just survived another election, and it is such a relief when the elections are over, because it's 2 months of just the worst commercials on TV. And so it's nice that the elections are done, but also in 2 weeks we have Thanksgiving. And so here's your joke question: what's the difference between Election Day and Thanksgiving Day?
Don't know.
On Thanksgiving you get a turkey for 1 day, maybe two, I guess, if you have leftovers. On Election Day you get a turkey for 4 years.
Think that can be correct, right? It makes no difference. Yeah, right. Every country.
It's like that's not really a joke. That's just reality. I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
The scary part. That is reality. Absolutely. I like it though. It's scarily true. that's the part that kind of just goes, oh. Ouch, yes. So understand that. But a good one. And again, 2 weeks till Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness. Where it's just this year. Can we just breathe and just like.
No breathing.
Oh, it's no. Just crazy. It's crazy. Well, okay.
Chris has got a joke, right?
She's got a joke, apparently. I'm not looking at show notes, so. So I have no idea.
I hit
idea.
It so she wouldn't see it.
Yes, and I didn't look at Stir, so I didn't know what his was going to be. So Chris, hit me with yours. What have we got?
Okay. I quit my job as a postman when they gave me my first letter to deliver. I thought, this isn't for me. See, now that face is exactly why I hid the joke. Oh, I norted, darn it. I kind of like doing that button when I nort.
If Assy was here, he'd say gold.
Gold. Gold.
It's so appropriate for this time of year.
It is, and I must admit the absolute hilarious thing. So next year is going to be my 30th year with Ozpost. So really scary. Yes, I started very young.
Right? So it's so appropriate.
In all this time, the place that I am currently at, I feel more and look more like a postie than I have in the last 29 years. It's crazy. My mother and father, who have been a part of, obviously, my work history all my life. Quite often, they throw postie, postman jokes at me. I'm not a postie. I'm in a different section, but I certainly look very much the part of what our Aussie postmen look like, which it's hilarious. I love it. It's good. It's much more comfortable than the retail uniform I used to wear. You know, it's good. So, so thank you for that.
Do you get to quit at 30? Is that how it works there?
It would be nice. I might get a badge. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, you know, you just keep doing the things. So we will see. It's in, yeah. Anyway. Who knows? Who knows? We'll wait and see. Sorry, excuse me. I think I've run out of coffee. And I think my voice is going. So,
that's a 911.
Yes, husband's asleep. Otherwise, he probably would have, like, ran to get me another coffee. But it's...
Bear's got a bottom.
Maybe you get a stamp of approval. That too.
Brilliant, Bear.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, anyway, hey, I think Dave is still in the chat. Dave, can I read the email that you sent me? I just want to make sure, because he did send me an email. It's kind of cute. So I just want to make sure. Sure. Excellent. All right. So Dave sent me an email. Very excited, Dave. When I got your email, I was like, oh my God, someone actually sent an email. So thank you, Dave. It really was nice, because normally it's spam crap. It's normally always so it was really nice to get an actual email to the podcast@wowchallenges.com email. So thank you. So Dave says, I was really trying to these aligned on the challenges list, but alas, it just ain't meant to be. The play on names goes back to Sound of Music in my own disjointed way. I'm going to try to not play any tomorrow so they can all survive. Yeah, me. Thanks, Dave. And he's just said, unfortunately, the top died today. Oh, Dave, I'm so sorry. That's not cool. We don't want that to happen to you. So what I wanted to... So here we go. Just so you guys can... So these are the names. Look at these names. I am 16 going on 17. Me be 17 going on... What's that? An 18... I must admit, I totally got the music, the Sound of Music references. So thank you. One of my all-time favorite movies, musicals. Every time. I don't know how many times I've seen, seriously. It would be in the multiple of like 30 plus, maybe more. So I do love that movie. But very cute commiserations on... Yeah, the song is now in my head as well, Fair. So commiserations, 49, well done. Is that Dave's highest? Dave, is that your highest that you've had? Anyway, commiserations, but you're doing fantastic. Love the names, so cool. It's so cool to see. So many people have great names. We love it. Really love it. Okay, so have I covered everything? I think we've covered all the big bits and pieces. Tiber's not here. I didn't notice a Tiber stolen joke of the week, so Tiber's probably busy. Hope he's okay. We that's always my first thing.
We missed the stolen joke.
Yeah. So hopefully he's probably he might be raiding or doing something like that. I just hope he's all good. Tiber got caught book for theft.
For stealing jokes.
Oh, for stealing jokes. I'm like...
She's like, wait, what? No,
I,
what?
I must admit, that's exactly...
She needs more coffee.
I do. Fess says, oh, be careful during anniversary if doing archaeologies. Those world dragons do appear and they have nasty AoEs. Good reminder. Thank you, Fair. Absolutely. Be very, very careful. And... also, again, don't forget, part two of pre-patch starts Tuesday. Please be very careful when you take your challenge tunes out, because you might inadvertently hit, you know, these elemental storms. Go have a read, keep your heads up about, and just try and play cautiously. Play smart. I don't know the best way, but just be very, very careful at this time. It's always a little bit, you know, a little bit crazy. Okay, well, I think we've got everything that I can think of for this moment. So, a big thank you to our Iron Leets. Chris, do you want to take them, please? We will heart them greatly.
I got them. They got us. We appreciate you all so very much. Heart you. All the Iron Elites: Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, myself, Lita, Mock. Mr. Prado 1, Ms. Rockuru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, and Zaya.
Absolutely. Thank you, to all of these people who help keep the website going. It's greatly appreciated, so thank you very much. Also, to the bunch of people that make my life and Stir's life a lot easier, so thank you guys to all the things you do. Our mods are amazing. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. What do they say? Your blood is worth bottling, because you guys rock. So thank you for all the things that you do. It makes life a lot easier having you guys there. So thank you to our code wardens, to Zaya and to Rudd. We know that they're busy sorting things out, so thank you guys, appreciate that. And to everyone here who spent some time with us today, thank you for your time. We know it's very valuable, so thank you for hanging out and listening to us and to hear Stir's version of his journey with his talentless rogue. Very exciting. Very lots of great information. So thanks, guys, for hanging out. We do appreciate that. I will be back next week. But also, so don't forget, always 7 p.m. Eastern. I think I need more coffee. The brain is finishing. The brain is like, eh. So yes, next week, Saturday, November 19th, I will be here, and Fair will be joining us next week, which will be exciting to see how she's going. But Sir, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the information. Thank you for testing these things. Well, we appreciate that. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you or not find you? If you want to vanish, you're on rogues.
Do you want to be found? Yes, sure. I'm usually in Discord from crack of dawn Eastern time to late at night. Look at for me on Discord at usually the top right of your screen at the top of the list of those who are online. So just look for Stir. You can also find me on Worm Rest Accord. So if you want to start a new tune, come join Worm Rest Accord. We'll get you into the guild. And there's no, it's free right now, so there's no guild fees. And we'll help get you through it.
Nice. That's exactly right. Chris, where can we find you?
I am in Discord, Chris W, or Twitter is Chris W.
And very shortly in bed, so that's...
Very much so.
Exactly. All right, don't forget, you can find all the information over at the wowchallenges.com, our website. You can find all the socials, all the information for the socials, etc. there. And don't forget, you can download on places like Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. And if you want to be like Dave and send me an email, because that was lovely. Thank you, Dave. Please send an email through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you have any jokes, tips, tricks, if you find anything, if you've got any questions, please send them through there. The other thing, if you want to find where I am, the easiest thing is to go to my Linktree / Lita Wow. That's all the socials, all the things. So pop over there. That will be fine. All right. Chris. First thank you, please.
First thank you is a big, huge thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the delightful intro that still makes me laugh every time I hear it. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely. And again, a huge thank you to my husband Execute for helping with the outro, which you'll hear very shortly. Stir, thank you for being here this week. Greatly appreciate you taking the time to join Chris and myself.
Oh, likewise, it was fun being here.
Yes, it's always fun to hang out with you guys. It's great. Chris, thank you. I know you got to go to bed very, very shortly, so we're going to wrap this up, but thank you for being here this week for me. I really appreciate that.
Always.
All right, guys, please everyone have a wonderful week. Stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you here next week with Fair. Very excited. So yeah, so take it easy, guys. All right. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.